Good morning and good afternoon, everyone. Again, I want to share this lesson with us this morning. And I pray that the Lord will bless our hearts. We've been dealing in the Exodus series over the last week or so. And today I'm going to do some kind of a review, but I'm in chapter 15 today of Exodus. And let's see what the Lord will have for us. We'll be talking about bitter waters being made sweet and do some kind of a series review. Praise the Lord. Amen. Father, as always, I thank you for the entrance of your word gives light and brings understanding. Now, let it shine that light in our hearts and give us understanding what the Spirit is saying to the churches and encouragement to everyone that is on here this morning in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Bitter waters made sweet. I've covered this topic at least once. Perhaps even twice before, but it comes out of this chapter 15 of Exodus. And, you know, the main text will be like about Exodus 15 verses 22 to 27. But I want to read the song that they sang also, because it's a good song when God brought them through the Red Sea. You know, I skimmed over it a bit yesterday, but it's a powerful song that Moses and the children of Israel sang unto the Lord in verse 1 of Exodus 15, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength, and song is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation. My Father's God, and I will exalt him. There's a song we sing in that verse right there. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and hosts has he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sunk into the bottom as a stone. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of thine excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sendest forth thy wrath, which consumed them as stubble. And with the blast of thy nostrils, the waters were gathered together, and the flood stood upright as a heap. The depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My loss shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw up my sword, and my hand shall destroy them. But thou didst blow with thy wind. The sea covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like unto thee, glorious in holiness? Fearful in praises, doing wonders. That's another song we sing like that. Thou stretchest forth thy right hand. The earth swallowed them. Thou in thy mercy led for thy people, which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold on the inhabitants of Palestina. Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab trembling shall take a hold upon them. Even all the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them. By the greatness of thy arm, they shall all be as still as a stone, till the people, even thy people, shall pass over, O Lord. Till thy people pass over, which thou hast purchased. And thou shalt bring them in, and plant them in the mountain of thy inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made, even for thee to dwell in. in the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. For the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariots and with his horsemen into the sea. And the Lord brought again the waters of sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. Hallelujah. And Miriam, the prophetess, that's right, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances. And Miriam said, answered them and said, sing ye to the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider had he thrown into the sea. That's the song. And they sang multiple songs to the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord is my strength and song. He's become my salvation. He's my God. And I will prepare him an habitation. My father's God. I will exalt him. The Lord is my strength and song. And he is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation. My father's God, and I will exalt him. They sang this song. And over the years, you know, we have sung that song many, many times. They also sang, who is like unto thee? You know, they sang that song. You know, there is none holy as the Lord. The Lord is glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders. There is none holy as the Lord. They sang it, you know, who's like unto thee, glorious in praises, doing wonders, fearful in praises, he said, glorious in holiness. And the Lord brought them forth. But let's pick up this lesson. After they came out, this is today's lesson. So Moses brought them, Exodus 15 and 22, from the Red Sea. They went into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. Remember, let's do a series review right here. Remember what the Lord said to them. Well, first of all, in Exodus chapter 3, and verse 18, here's what the Lord said that Moses, he told Moses, and Moses told it to them and so forth, told it also to Pharaoh. You know, he said, look, let them come out, you know, and go 3 days journey into the wilderness. Let them sacrifice to the Lord our God. This is what Moses began to speak to Pharaoh, even from the beginning. And we see that this going 3 days into the wilderness and so forth was put in front of the children of Israel. Also in Exodus chapter 5 and verse 3, we see a similar statement that they made to Pharaoh. They said to him, the God of the Hebrews have met with us. Let us go, we pray thee, 3 days journey into the desert, sacrifice to the Lord our God. They told him that. And again, you know, many times throughout all that saga, Exodus chapter 8 and verse 27, they told him, we need to go. And so these people have been hearing it. You know, Pharaoh has been hearing it. Moses has been saying it. Children of Israel have been hearing it. We will go, they said in Exodus 8 and 27. 3 days journey into the wilderness. Sacrifice unto the Lord. And he shall command us and direct us what to do next. And so multiple times, they've heard about this 3 days journey. Well, Moses knew that there was more but at least the children of Israel, they knew they would go 3 days' journey. Moses also told them there will be more. There's a place that the Lord promised to our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, etc. And he would take us there. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? When they embarked on this 3-day wilderness journey to start with, well, where did they arrive? And what did they encounter? You would have thought that when God kept saying these things, like, well, let's go 3 days journey into the wilderness and etc., you will just go the 3 days journey and you will find a paradise of gardens or something, you know, right at the end of that 3 days journey. But no, that's not what they found. They found all kinds of problems. At first, you know, there was no water at all. And then, when they eventually found water, the water was bitter and they couldn't even drink it. So let's go and pick up this story and then we'll relate it to our lives even now and what the Lord's been telling us. So Moses brought them out from the Red Sea and they went out into the wilderness of Shur and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. You know, no water. Free at last. But no water. Their souls are now famished and they are going to die of thirst. You know, they made it out of Egypt. They even made it through the Red Sea. But now they think they are going to die of thirst because there is no water. And throughout their journey, there was always one testing or another. When they came, they found no water at first. Then they journeyed out on a little more. And they came to this place called Marah. But they found water there. But they couldn't drink the water. Because the waters were bitter. That's why they called the name of the place Marah, which means bitterness. And the people murmured against Moses saying, "What shall we drink?" You know, it's like, look, you know. I mean, what are we going to do? We got our little children. And you go in the wilderness and you don't drink. You may eventually, you may eventually dehydrate and die of thirst. You know, so they said, "What are we going to drink? Why are we here without water?" And Moses cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. And there he made a statute and an ordinance for them and he proved them. You know, so this is the first part of today's lesson. You know, the Lord has promised us rest. He gave us a word of rest, a month of rest in the beginning of months for July. And we're coming into now this August, 8-1 yesterday, now 8-2. The beginning of new things we declared yesterday. But the package may come with some bitter waters, you know. They did not immediately get a rest, even though they came out of that situation. First, no water. Then the water they found, they couldn't drink it. But God always has a solution. He was just testing them. The Bible said the Lord was proving them, and the Lord was testing them. You know, so let's read a few more things of what the Lord was doing to them as they went through this journey. It's not that the Lord didn't know that first there would be no water or that the water they will find at Marah would be bitter. The Lord knew all of that. But he also knew that he wanted to prove them to see whether they will continue to trust the Lord. And for you, through your process, as you believe in the word of God through July, and now we are into August, all the things that he said, well, You know, if it doesn't look like it initially, are you going to keep on believing? You know, we're told in Psalm 18 and verse 30 that the word of the Lord is tried. Well, the Lord is always tried. You know, whatever word the Lord speak unto you, the Lord himself will test and try that word in your life. And he will prove you with it to see, you know, if you would believe. And if you will hang in there, you know, even when your eyes see something that looks contrary to what the Lord has promised, well, what's going to be your posture? And what are you going to believe? And upon what will you stand? You know, these are the questions that we need to ask ourselves. Because these people, you know, after all the miracles they saw, in the moment they met some hardship, their hearts failed them. In Psalm 105, you know, and verse 19, we're told also that the word of the Lord tried Joseph, you know, and all the word of the Lord in his life is tried. Everything that the Lord promised him, well, it looks like he come up against bitterness and testings and trials all the way. Now, today you may have no water at all, or perhaps you have some water, but they are bitter. No water might be you are completely out of, you know, maybe out of a job, out of a place to stay or whatever. Or, you know, bitter waters may be, well, you found a job, but it just doesn't work. Or, you know, your living conditions are, you know, deplorable or whatever they are, you know. But here is what the Lord showed us in this story. God is always fixing to heal those situations. The Lord is fixing to heal the bitter waters. It will show Moses, we found here, showed him what to do. The Lord will also show you, will give you strategy, will give you understanding. And many people go through bitterness in life. You ask for a job, you got the job, but then it was trouble all the way. You ask for a spouse, you got the spouse, but then it was bitter. You know, and you ask for children, you got the children, but then they become wayward. You know, I mean, on and on and on and on. I mean, what can we say? Even you are a student, you're praying, you know, to get into college or get into some other higher institution of education. You got in there, but you find out once you got there, you're not doing well. You have money. You're earning money, but it looks like you're putting them into a bag of holes. I mean, it's just, there's always this thing, you know, that's hanging around the corner somehow. You know, even when you came out, there's bitter waters or no water at all at first. I mean, so if you draw a parallel to your situation today, you find out, well, yeah, the Lord just said you're coming out. Maybe you did come out, but then also there's still trouble. Well, that's because that's nothing new. It may be the Lord that is proving you like he was proving them. But let me get back to this story in Exodus 15. And let's see another quiet lesson that the Lord will bring out of that place. So after Moses was able to heal the bitter waters and the people were able to drink the waters, remember, they were grumbling, they were complaining, and so on and so forth, you know. And what the Lord said unto them, made a statute to them, and he proved them. He said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and we do that which is right in his sight, and give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, got to do these four things, then I will put none of these diseases upon you, which are brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. And they came to Elim, where there were 12 wells of water, and 70 palms, and 70, you know, right around the corner, you know, the God of Israel and the God of their fathers had made provision. But because they couldn't see it, they were grumbling and they were in bitterness of spirit. And ladies and gentlemen, most of the time that you find that you're about to break, you know, in that situation, maybe just right around the corner. The Lord has provided the actual place of rest. Now, they're going to get into this place of rest. 12 wells of water, 70 palm trees. I mean, they can eat, they can do whatever, you know, and it was just around the corner. But because they couldn't see it at the first, you know, they grumbled and grumbled. So sometimes, you know, when the situation leads you to the point where you are about to start complaining, well, look again. Maybe just around the corner is the relief. In this case, the relief was just around the corner. But that's when their hearts complained and were grieved and so on. You know, and the Lord wants to tell you today that he has healed those bitter waters. Amen. He has healed the bitter waters. But in order for you to keep that healing, you're going to have to obey all of God's word according to Exodus 15 and 26. He laid out four aspects of the commandment there. You know, instruction of how for them to keep their healing. You must diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. You must do that which is right in his sight. You must give ear to his commandments and you must keep all his statutes. Now, if you do all those things, well, you keep your healing. You know, none of these sicknesses and diseases will come upon you. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. That's a time of refreshing just around the corner. It is called the 12 wells of water and the 70 palm trees where you can encamp. They are able to encamp and rest and eat. You know, the palm trees, they had some dates, they had this and that, you know, and they could just, you know, be, the Lord succored them in that wilderness. But at first they didn't see it. And their hearts grumbled against the Lord. Well, let's take a look at that picture. The picture, and here's the other part of the review. The picture of hard servitude for many years. In fact, over 400 years. Generation after generation after generation, they were in slavery. It wasn't like that at first. I mean, in the days of Joseph, after that Pharaoh had promoted him and given him favor and favor to all his people, I mean, they were really doing well. But we're told that after that Pharaoh died, another Pharaoh rose up that didn't know Joseph. And things begin to go and change for the worse for the children of Israel until they became slaves. Taskmasters are giving over them and so on and so forth. And we cover that story. You know, but God, when the Bible says that the Lord told Moses, I have seen their affliction. And now I have heard their cry. And we said at the beginning of this series that look, you know, when you are afflicted, you must cry unto the Lord. Is there any man that's afflicted? He said in the book of James, let him pray. You know, that kind of prayer is for you to cry out to the Lord. You know, sometimes when people are afflicted, but they don't cry unto the Lord, the affliction may go on for a long time. And that's what we saw in the case of these children of Israel. They were being afflicted. The Lord saw it. But they didn't really cry out to him, you know, and it took until they began to cry out to the Lord, even as he said, I have seen the affliction. He saw the affliction first, but they didn't cry out. So perhaps, you know, the Lord didn't do anything just yet. But then when they began to cry out, he said, but now I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters and their affliction, and their cry has now come into my ears, and I've come down to deliver them. So, ladies and gentlemen, is any afflicted among you? James chapter 5 and verse 13. Let him pray. Oh, I say, let him cry unto the Lord. The cry of the righteous is precious in his eyes and his ears. And when they did, the Lord finally began to plot how he's going to bring them out, but bring them out with a high hand and leave himself a name. Hallelujah. And you've heard all the stories and all the things we read. But today's lesson is, well, after they did eventually get out of that situation, it looked like they get out of that situation and there's more problems to deal with. It wasn't smooth sailing all the way. There are going to be all kinds of challenges. You know, there's going to be water, the lack of water. And even when they found the water, it's going to be undrinkable. It's going to be all kinds of things. And the rest of their journey is very interesting. You should read it when you have time. Even after they left this Elim where God had given them 12 wells and 70 palm trees and so forth, there was always one other encounter or the other that was not pleasant. And, you know, they had to go through a lot of, you know, challenges, and some of the nations through which they would pass to try to get to the promised land, they would not let them pass. There was all kinds of challenges along the way. They themselves, even as they got close, they began, you know, to send forth to go and check it out. And when the spies came, they brought evil reports. So the hearts of the people melted. You know, now remember, you know, the wilderness journey was just a ploy or a 3 days journey was just being articulate to Pharaoh. That was not, the wilderness was never the target. It was just something God told Moses to tell Pharaoh, that we're going to go 3 days journey into the wilderness and sacrifice. It was in God's heart to take them to the promised land. That was the target. But along the way, they had to deal with, you know, these, it looks like the journey was broken up into segments. First, the 3 days, and so on and so forth. And there are many interesting stories as it goes along. And the lesson I want to just share with us, the brief lesson today, and then I'm going to turn it over for reviews over the entire series. The brief lesson today is that, yes, you may have, the Lord may have brought you out of one situation, but it doesn't mean that the coast is all clear. Sometimes it may be. But sometimes you may come up against the situation where you lack some other supply, like water. Or even when you get that supply, it comes with trouble. You know, it's like more trouble along the way. And I've spoken about that from time to time, and I will speak about it even more. Because the people of God need to be wise and to have this understanding, so that our hearts will not be discouraged when we meet temporary setbacks, which may be testings from the Lord. I see them all as temporary setbacks. But whatever it is, it also shall pass. And you will pass through. You get through every situation. While you're going through it, though, it may be rough on your mind, rough on your body, rough on your health, rough on your family or whatever it is. But the Lord, he will bring you through it. So, where we are today in this series and lesson is they've come out now of Egypt. God has destroyed their enemies at the Red Sea. They are proceeding further down now towards the target, which is the promised land. But they are going to meet many other things along the way. But if they kept their minds on the Lord, they would have remembered the great signs and wonders which God showed in Egypt. And even in the early stages of the wilderness through the Red Sea, all of his signs and marvelous wonders that he showed, such as had never been seen before. They would have remembered if they had kept their mind on the Lord. So I want to encourage us, ladies and gentlemen, as we go through whatever it is that you're facing, keep your hearts and minds on the Lord. Hallelujah. And when you do, the Lord has a way to bring you into the real peace that he promised in the first place. Hallelujah. For thou, O Lord, according to the words of Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 3, thou, O Lord, will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. May the Lord grant us the grace to trust him through the process. Trust him through the process. And even if things look like, you know, they're getting worse, it may just be getting a little worse before it gets better. It may just be that darkness that comes just before the breaking of day. You know, but lo and behold, the word of the Lord is sure. According to Psalm 30 and verse 5, that sorrow may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. And I often translate that as saying, no night can last forever. The night may be on right now. Perhaps some of you are in the night time right now. It looks like you're sitting in darkness. Things are not going your way. Ladies and gentlemen, be encouraged, because joy is coming in the morning. The night can only go so far, and the day must break. So as we think about this journey of the children of Israel, they are now actually embarking on this journey through the wilderness. Now that they are completely out of Egypt and the Lord has rid them of their tormentors, now they are faced with another version of difficulties. They got to make it through this wilderness. You got to get to the promised land. That's the target. You know, and their story did not end well, many of them. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus that you will keep your minds on the Lord and sanctify the word of his promise. For he has said, and he is faithful that said, I will give you rest. Hallelujah. Behold, I send my angel before thee, he told Moses, and I will give you rest. And Moses said, well, if indeed you will not go with us, then carry us not thence. But the Lord said, I will go with you, and I will give you rest. Praise the Lord. It's according to the words of Exodus chapter 33 and verse 14, the Lord said unto him, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give you rest. I am going to pray over the room, and I will turn it over for us to review the series together. Whatever caught your mind throughout this series. But first, let me pray. Lord, we thank you for the declaration of your word unto us from day to day. And at this time and at such a time, you have declared unto us, last month you declared unto us that it shall be the month of rest and the beginning of months. Meaning that going forth beyond that month, you begin to bring us through a journey that will lead eventually to complete rest. And now, Lord, here we are. We pass through that July. We've even seen August the 1st is gone. Now we're in August. And it looks like yet there'll be bitter waters. Or perhaps even sometimes no water at all. But I thank you, Lord, because you had a plan. And may the Lord grant us the grace to pass the test, whatever test that we may be facing now, as we sanctify the word of the Lord in our hearts. And the Lord, he said, my presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. Let me also read to us the words of Deuteronomy 31, verses 6 and 8. And I will use that to close this prayer. The Lord's promise to you is sure. He said, it is the Lord thy God that doth go with you. Whatever you're going through today, the Lord your God is with you. Be not afraid and be of good courage, he said. The Lord will not fail thee, and he will never forsake you. And again he told them the same thing in verse 8. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Therefore be not afraid, neither be dismayed. The Lord bless every one of you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.